Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome everyone to Morning Magazine for this September 14th, 2022. I have your host James here, and we are joined by our friends from Encourage, and we're going to talk about the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. Right now, we have Kim Shields in with us. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, James.
Always good to see you. How you been?
I've been good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. We also want to welcome in Laura Martins, Fund Development Manager. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. How have you been?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good. Good to have you with us here, too.
Thank you.
Laura, is this your first time in the studio?
In this studio,
yes. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
My first gig was as a radio DJ when I was 16. So
Welcome home.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
An old hat for you. Just don't take my job, please. I really need this gig, Laura. I will not.
We are totally cool.
And we have joining us on the phone, Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Katie, we appreciate you being here with us. Thanks so much for the time. Katie, I want to ask the most important question maybe I will ask you. How do I say your last name?
Kioski.
I thought so. I should have just jumped on. Well, Katie, thank you so much. And Katie is the Membership Engagement Coordinator for Wisconsin Rapids. Again, thank you all for being here. I cannot wait to dive into this topic. And I, in the last couple of years, have learned so much about 4-H and the Girl Scouts and all these different organizations and how much they help kids and the youth. And by, you know, comparison, how they help parents as well. So I want to dive into this with all of you. But I want to start off, Kim, would you mind giving us kind of like a brief history of grant support for the Girl Scouts and an explanation kind of that?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So first, I'd like to say I was a Girl Scout myself.
Born
and raised here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got my cookie badges, all of that, and camped at Camp Sacagawea, which I absolutely love. So I was so pleased to have the Girl Scouts join us as our guests this morning. So, a little bit of history about Encourage and supporting the Girl Scouts. So obviously the Girl Scouts is a very important organization in our community, as you mentioned, supporting the youth, and I'm excited to hear all of the ways that the program and organization has evolved over the years. But our first grant to the Girl Scouts was back in 1997, and there's actually been grant support every single year since.
Correct.
If we add all that up, it's over $214,000.
Wow.
There's a wide variety of ways that Encourage and the different fund holders have supported the Girl Scouts over the years. The very first grants were actually through our unrestricted grant making. Mm. Super flexible funding that helps us to be able to support nonprofit organizations, programming, people's ideas in our community. And so that's kind of varied. Mm. So anybody that has ever donated to our unrestricted funding actually has supported the Girl Scouts, which I think is amazing.
That is really cool.
If you donated to that, you have supported the Girl Scouts.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those grant amounts vary. It's been, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,500. We've had camperships for minority girls. There was, in the early days, specifically trying to recruit Indigenous girls to participate in Girl Scouts and have that opportunity, and an unrestricted grant supported that. There's been professional development seminars, basic operating support, and even database management software. I mean, that is important for the organization from an operating standpoint to be able to function. Having that unrestricted, flexible funding is so important. So I was just excited that the Girl Scouts have been supported in so many different ways to be able to share that with the listeners. Other types are through our donor advisors. Now, a donor advice fund is super flexible. The donor can make recommendations to support different nonprofit organizations that are in good standing with the IRS. Mm-hmm. And they have the flexibility. You know, maybe their passion 1 year is a specific organization or a program, and that evolves or changes, their life changes, something new pops up, and they can not really change their mind, but they can help direct and advise the funding, the donations that have been made to Encourage. And so some examples of that is general support, technology, strategic planning, different summer programming over the years, specifically being able to support our girls, local Girl Scouts, to be able to attend the summer program adventures, which is, you know, more regional. And so providing those additional leadership opportunities to those Girl Scouts as the opportunities arise has been amazing. And one of the big ways that I think a lot of people have been expressing interest in are through designated funds. And so we actually have several designated funds through Encourage that donors have set up during their lifetime. So you can set those up through a bequeath of a will or an estate. But these people love the Girl Scouts organization and what they do for our community and our youth, and wanted to allocate their philanthropic wishes, their donations, to support them. And so it's called a designated fund. I'm getting a little technical there. But what that means is every single year they are all endowed. So it's invested in a way to last forever. It's perpetuity is the word. And so every single year the Girl Scouts is able to receive a grant donation to support their operating, to be able to continue to thrive and you know, enhance programming and support the youth of our community. And so over the years, I mean, the designated annual grant support alone is almost $122,000. So it was over $7,700 this year. So every single year as those investments grow, the amount grows, and that will continue on forever, as I said. So just kind of a little bit of a background in the different types of funds that have supported them, but it's just such an incredible organization, and they do so much in our community to support our youth. So
one of the things that I enjoy about what Encourage does is empowering. And Encourage is very much about that, empowering anything that they put their time and efforts into. They're trying to help empower that said thing. And it's very much what the Girl Scouts do. They they are very much about empowering the Girl Scouts and everything. So there's such a wonderful connection here with that. And having those details and those stats to kind of go along with that really helps, really shows, kind of gives you all the layers to that and why it's so important. And it speaks to it. And I have to say that in a day and age where it seems like we are cutting corners all the time on education and after school programs and all these things, all the more reason why the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, all these different organizations, why we need to you know, empower them all the more. That's something we can do something about.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to kind of shift gears to that, Laura, and the Girl Scouts themselves and the programs and activities that you guys are doing in this area and how you're helping the youth in this area.
Sure. Well, I think I'll turn it over to Katie a little bit to talk about some of the different things girls have been up to in the community, and also some of the recruitment opportunities that are like literally happening later this week. So, Katie, would you feel comfortable taking it away?
Absolutely. So right now, we're about to kick off our new membership year. A lot of our troops are getting back into meetings, and we have a lot of projects happening. We have one troop that's been working all summer long on a community garden. They're collecting recipes and making a cookbook for the food pantry, which I think is awesome.
So cool.
We've got a couple other troops discussing what they're going to be doing. I know in the past, we've had troops bake kinship baskets for the community. We've done different kind of drives, like they've done a book drive with the United Way organization. They've done a pajama drive. So there's a lot of things that are done by troop. As a community, we always do a baby basket for Girl Scout Week, which takes place in March. So the first baby born in the community gets a special basket from the troops. And this year, we're expanding on that, and we're creating baskets for those in need.
That's
because we want to share the excitement and everything. The big thing we have coming up, like Laura had mentioned, is we have a recruitment this weekend. We're hosting it at our camp, Camp Sacagawea. It's called the Her Story Challenge. And it's a unique activity we put together a few years ago. It's a self-guided walk. There are 25 hidden photos of women who changed the world throughout a part of our camp. And the girls can go with their family, with their friends, with other Girl Scouts. We have our troops coming in to help. And they just get to learn about how these women inspired the world, what they did. And there's a fun little challenge attached to each woman. We're going to have our mobile shop on site so people can see what uniforms look like. If we have girls who are returning to Girl Scouting, they can get what they need. It's going to be a fun event. Mm-hmm. And it's this Sunday from 2 to 5. It's a drop-in event, so you do not have to be there for 3 hours. But it's going to be a great, great day. We're excited.
And where is it taking place again?
At Camp Sacagawea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a nice place to be able to go and have this happen, too. So you have some council-wide program activities going on. Can we go into depth as far as these activities? Is this something that every Girl Scout throughout the country does, or is it something specific by location? Like the different things that you'll have the kids do and stuff.
That's a great question. We do a lot by our council, and that is by location. We are part of the Upper Peninsula and then about two-thirds of Wisconsin area. And we have a variety of programs that take place across that location. So sometimes there might be something at Camp Sacagawea. Sometimes there might be something in the Green Bay area. It kind of varies throughout the year. A lot of our troops do take place in that as well. And then in regards to the council is divided up into service areas, and we're called the Cranberry Valley Service Area here in Rapids, and we do some of our own events as well. Like coming up, we have a bunch of different things coming up throughout this year. One of our big things is we're going to have a skating party to celebrate our founder, Juliet Gordon Lowe's birthday. We're going to be doing a Grand Prix, which is similar to the Boy Scouts Pinewood Derby in January. The troops like to participate in parades throughout the year. They do different outings, like they might go to a hockey game or they might go to a baseball game. It's a lot of fun. Also fun because you get to meet girls in the community that are outside of maybe your troop itself. So it's fun to build on that.
Yeah, and it's I think it's really cool and unique that it's different for each, you know, troop that the area that's kind of centered around that. I think that is not only unique and fun, but it makes it that much more fun for these kids that they are going to be able to take in activities that, you know, will kind of apply to their day-to-day life in a way and that. That's exciting. How often do you take input from the community when it comes to those activities, Katie?
We ask the troops every year, we have a survey that comes out at the end, what they'd like to do, and we as volunteers meet once a month and we'll talk about what are your troops interested in, because we want the girls to have a voice. So I know we always ask them, like, what are they interested in, what do they want to do, and we take that into consideration when we plan out our year.
That's really cool. And I have to admit, Katie, I asked that question a little ulterior motive. I remember my little sister being in Brownies and Girl Scouts, and I remember her coming home, and she was so excited because she talked to her troop leader, and the troop leader liked something that she had said, and then they were going to do it and go on like some field trip or something. And I just remember that as a kid, because I'd never been in Boy Scouts or anything like that.
Sure.
And hearing that and thinking, wow, you know, that is really cool. My little sister just feel, you know, all this, going back again to the empowerment word, she had a feeling of that, and Girl Scouts gave her that. I think that's really cool that they do that. It's a very unique thing to be able to do.
I was going to say, too, I'm really excited to hear Katie just mention that, because we are all about community engagement and the fact that everybody has a voice, regardless of age, and the fact that the youth are able to do that. I think that's absolutely incredible. So that's wonderful.
Girl-led and girl-voice is a huge part of the Girl Scout program. So it's a wonderful thing that Katie highlighted right there.
Yeah.
We really do want their input. And if you think that, you know, little kindergartners can't have a whole cornucopia of ideas to pick from, I mean, they are so creative. And girls, you know, the older they get and the more that they mature in the program, the activities and the trips that they take, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And what I was talking about earlier about programs and after school programs getting cut and a lot of these things going on.
Right.
Another thing that I think is important, and while there is a lot more attention being brought to it, there is still a lot of work to be done. Women supporting women. And this is coming from my mother. This is not me saying this. This is coming from her and something that she has talked about her whole life, especially with my sister, my daughters, and this. And the more we can have of that, the better. Girl Scouts does this on a day-to-day basis. Like they are empowering each other. They are supporting each other. And the more of that we have in society, the better, because for way too long it was the opposite. We're putting women against each other in a lot of these things. It's very cool to see that this is growing along with the programs are growing along with it. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that there's a connection there with that. And I do all this to talk about cookies. It's all I wanted to do. This whole interview has been building up to talking about cookies. No, I'm kidding. But
so I brought some.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I've lost all my journalistic integrity. Anything you guys want to talk about, we'll do it. No.
Right now, I'm distracting James with caramel delights, thin mints, and peanut butter patties.
These are my favorite, and those are my husband's favorite.
Right, Lori, you are good. Lori, you are very good at this.
Well, you know, I do what I can.
I did want to touch on, of course, one of the biggest things that that people know about the Girl Scouts is the cookie sales every year.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
We don't really get a chance to talk to actual Girl Scout people about the sales and how vital they are to continuing doing the great work that the Girl Scout programs do. Can we touch on that just a little bit? I don't need details necessarily of how much percentage of this or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
But just speaking to the importance of these sales.
Yes, absolutely. So the Girl Scout cookie program is really something that helps girls to build their financial literacy skills, right? Mm-hmm. They learn how to work with customers, they learn how to set goals, they learn how to manage money, do all of those different things. So it's really kind of a wonderful immersive program in running your own business for all practical purposes, right?
Right.
You know, we have wonderful product, obviously, and great marketing for that, but it really comes down to the girl. And as the cookie sale has kind of matured over the years, girls are doing things online. Mm. They're sharing with their friends and family. They're promoting in their community with door-to-door sales. And then we also have booth sales. And I kind of have to giggle because our sale is lined up with our national organization, which calls the spring sale that begins in January, clearly they're not based in Wisconsin, kicks off in mid-January every year. So that's when you're going to see girls out and about really talking to people door-to-door and generating dollars that way. And all of the Girl Scout cookie program sales actually go to some really cool stuff. There's a certain percentage that goes back to the individual girl. There's a certain percentage that goes back to the troop that's aligned with that girl. And there's a certain percentage of the sale that goes to support the council. So helps us to provide fantastic membership people like Katie and other supports for the volunteers and the girls. So it's kind of like a multiple win on all levels, right? You get a delicious cookie to enjoy or to share with others, and you're helping girls really to expand and build their Girl Scout experience. So they're using those dollars to go to camp, to go on a field trip, to pay for membership. You know, so it's just a fantastic program.
And your point, Laura. Go ahead, Katie. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, I'd like to chime in too. I've heard directly from parents and from volunteers how they've seen their children open up because of the sale.
Yes.
When they're at a booth, they suddenly start talking to people, and they may not have had that opportunity. And kids really aren't on the telephone as much anymore because they're texting or they're speaking virtually on the computer. And they really like that they might call up a relative or a neighbor and just, you know, let them know what's happening in their life and why are they selling cookies? What are they going to be using that money for? And it lets them, again, use their voice and share what they want to do.
You guys are so good at this. You're answering questions before I ask them.
Can I share a little booth experience?
Sure.
These are great stories.
Absolutely.
So there was the cutest little girl. I loved her pink glasses, and she was set up at Pick and Save in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
And she was there with her parents, and there was a tip jar or donation jar for the troop, and she was selling additional cookies that they had that the troop had had.
Sure.
And so I had had a ton of cookies. I have another friend who has two girls, and I bought a lot of cookies and got cute little pictures back with thank you notes. And so I didn't need any more cookies myself, but I had my $5, and I asked her, would you like to take this $5 and then offer a box to somebody that comes in, or would you like to put it into the in for your troop in the jar? And this little cutie, oh my gosh, she thought, and she really gave it a lot of thought.
Yeah.
She did decide to have me put it in the jar, and I was very happy to do that, but she really gave it a lot of thought. Like, what should I do? And a couple reasons for that. Number one, I just wanted to have the opportunity to talk with her because I know how important that is.
Yes.
And also, I was introducing the potential philanthropy.
Oh,
like
sure.
Donating to somebody else. So I kind of had a multiple prong there, but boy, I mean, what a joy. And so those booths and the opportunity, that extra opportunity for those girls that you talked about, being able to talk with people and help come out of their shell or whatever it is, it's incredible.
Yeah.
That part can't be lost in the shuffle. The ability to build up the confidence in a child at a young age, it cannot be lost in the shuffle. That's so key. Almost anything you do in it, because not every kid may grow up to work in marketing or sales, but you're going to want to have a little bit of idea of that, a little idea of in-person selling, of being able, if whether it's having to sell yourself to a business or an owner or something, or it's selling a product. Any experience with that at a young age can't be a bad thing. There's positives to come from that. And I love, again, coming back to the empowering part of this and building the kids' confidence, especially with what Katie was touching on, what seemed noteworthy to me about, well, we don't have kids as interactive. They don't have a chance for in-person stuff as much. So an opportunity like this to go in literally door-to-door or just setting up at a grocery store or something, that in-person interaction, I don't think we even can wrap our minds around how important that is because we just don't know. We didn't grow up like that, you know? And these kids are still waiting to become adults. So a lot of this stuff we're not going to know until years down the line. But I believe in my heart that this is all stuff that is not only necessary, but helpful to these kids. And goes a long way.
Well said.
It's also an opportunity for them to be very creative because every troop decorates their own booth. We do have a fun contest now that we do as well. And it's just really cool to see how creative the girls get. Like during COVID, our theme was we had a bee as our mascot. And I don't remember where the troop was located in our council, but they made this really cool beehive where they would drop the cookies down so they weren't, you know, touching them with customer. And then they had like a system where they had to pay the bumblebees because the girls all dressed up as bumblebees too. They made their own costumes.
Oh my
goodness. It was awesome.
So insane.
And it was really cute to go out. It's fun to go out and see the variety of all the booths because it's not just one. They all look the same. They are all different. And that's awesome.
Let's talk a little bit about the fall and what's coming up with that. And we touched on the cookie sales and everything. Sure. Are there other fall activities that we wanted to let the audience know about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we do, in addition to our cookie program, girls can also generate dollars and income for their troop activities and as individuals through our fall product program sale. In this particular area, that actually starts November 1st and runs through the 11th. So that's for the in-person order taking. And so that includes like nuts and chocolate and magazines and things along those lines. So it's kind of a nice like pre-holiday sort of thing.
So
the reason that that's kind of special, when we have troops that are just starting, like brand new troops that start each fall, that helps to give them some money to get into their gear a little bit, right? Because that's kind of a tougher thing to launch as a brand new troop. And I know personally, because Katie shared it with me, that that's one of the things that she really wants to do through recruitment efforts in this area this year, is to start some new troops, especially at those younger age levels. So like Daisy Girl Scouts, so that's your kindergarten age, and then also Brownie. So she's looking to expand on that because Rapids actually has had incredible membership numbers and just either hitting their goal or surpassing their goal. And that's credit to Katie. That's credit to all of the fantastic volunteers here. And we have a lot of them to making Girl Scouting available to girls through multi-level troops. So you have more than one age group in there. And Katie really wants to see that kind of break out into some individual level troops so those girls can get a little bit more focused attention. Which I think is a fantastic addition to the strengths in this area already.
Well, and it's great to hear that the fall programs, the product sales are to help. That's really startup costs. And startup costs are expensive, and it's grassroots.
You bet.
You know, a lot of those programs and sales are grassroots efforts, and that's another important thing, empowering and teaching the youth. So
For sure.
I had one more thing that I did want to go over with you guys. Before we do that, though, when I was doing a little homework for the interview, I came across something that, because I was thinking of my sister being a Girl Scout, and I started thinking about it, and like, you know, the Girl Scouts have been around a very long time doing what they've been doing. And I think a lot more people than you might realize were Girl Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking into some of the more famous Girl Scouts in history, like Taylor Swift. Well, yeah. It was a Girl Scout. Swiftie. She was one of them. That was one. I thought it was very noteworthy, especially with her passing. Queen Elizabeth II was a Girl Scout.
Oh, that's fun.
That was fun. I thought that was so wild. I thought that was quite interesting. Sally Ride, of course, the first American woman in space, started out as a Girl Scout. Another great one right there. And I did Venus Williams and Serena Williams were both Girl Scouts.
That's right.
Seemed to work out pretty well for them.
Yes.
They showed great leadership potential.
You really do.
Exactly.
And just because I want to mention both these actresses, Carrie Fisher was a Girl Scout, one of my favorites, and another one, Debbie Reynolds, was a Girl Scout. And there are so many more. I don't have enough time to get into how many women were Girl Scouts in history.
Yes.
I had no idea. There's like one or two I came across out of 50 that I had heard were a Girl Scout. So many kids have been impacted by this program. And again, it's not a coincidence that so many of them have gone on to do great things. You see something very consistent with a lot of the women I just mentioned and a lot of women that were a Girl Scout. Confidence. Being able to strike out on your own. Being able to handle, walk on your own two feet and carry yourself. Being able to sell yourself. So many of these different things that we see in almost every one of them and many others. And we ask that you can help everybody continue to do this work too. Because where I wanted to wrap up was how people can donate themselves and volunteer or, you know, add to the program and the long-term success of the Girl Scouts.
Absolutely. So from a long-term perspective, if anybody is interested in, you know, donating to one of the designated funds that Encourage already has to help grow that, you know, yearly distribution that they receive for their operating, we are more than happy to help somebody direct their donation for long-term support. Or if somebody's interested and has a passion for the Girl Scouts and wants to support them and set up a fund like that, we would welcome conversations to be able to do that, to support the Girl Scouts or any other organization in our community.
Another short... go ahead, Katie.
I'm sorry. I'm not in studio, guys.
It's all right.
From the phone line.
I was going to say, in regards to volunteering, it's not something you have to do all year. We do have other opportunities where you can volunteer for just a certain time of year, maybe certain activities. We are looking for volunteers to lead our new Girl Scouts. We have a lot of girls interested in participating this year, and as Laura mentioned, I'm trying to get some new troops going, but we need someone to lead and guide our girls forward. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, definitely come check us out on Sunday. We have a lot of people there who can answer any questions you have.
And as far as short-term ways that people can help the Girl Scouts, are there ways to do that as well?
Sure. I feel like probably the as far as the donation side of it, like if people have questions about our short-term needs or something specific to our council, in addition to what Kim shared through the foundation, they can certainly reach out to me directly. And I can also be reached through our website, which is gsnwgl.org.
Mm-hmm. It's a great website. It's a great website.
Isn't
I was able to do a lot of homework on there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great website. Katie, before we let you guys go, I did want to give you one more chance as far as the recruiting. Tell people what time and where it is going on this Sunday and what to bring to the recruitment as far as, you know, bring a smile, bring a positive attitude, that kind of thing.
Yes and yes.
That's great. So again, it's called the Her Story Challenge, and it's this Sunday, which is September 18th, from 2 to 5 p.m. It's drop-in. Again, you do not have to stay for 3 hours. If you want to, we won't kick you out. That's fine. It's at Camp Sacagawea. Do you want me to share the address with everyone?
Yeah.
I mean, I know most of us have GPS these days, but the address is 3910 Chestnut Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And this is going to be a fun activity for the girls and the families to introduce them to Girl Scouts. As I mentioned, our mobile shop's going to be there. And I have to put this out there because I tell all my Girl Scouts this. Your uniform is really your story because everybody's is going to be a little different. Yes, you earn patches as a troop, but sometimes a girl might do an event on her own. So she might have a different patch from her friend. And it's kind of fun. So I describe it as like a storybook, and every patch is a different chapter of what you have learned and how you're growing as a person.
That's cool.
That's so good, Katie.
Yeah. That's so good. Beautiful.
Yeah, anything else? What else did you ask me that I didn't answer?
No, you got it. You got
it. I think you nailed it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Katie. I will say one more time, if people want to find out more about this, as Laura was saying, go to the website, gsnwgl.org. Encourage's website you can go to as well if you'd like to find out some more stuff about the great work they're doing. Encouragecf.org. And Kim, if people want to have other questions or want to know other ways that they can impact their community, how can they do that? How can they reach you?
So our email address is hello@encouragecf.org. The phone number, 715-423-3863.
Thanks, Kim. I appreciate the time. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And one thing I didn't think to mention that is very important is you can join our organization anytime. So if you don't want to join right now, you might not have time until, you know, this winter, or if you just want to join in the summer and attend our camp programs, that is fine. That is why we're here. The other thing I didn't think to say is we are open to girls in 4K through 12th grade. Mm. So, you know, if you're in that age range, adults, of course, are welcome to volunteer as well. You should come check us out.
Good stuff, Katie. Thank you so much for the time. You have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kim, Laura, you guys have a great day. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.